Justice for Jen Charles, no shoot to kill. Justice for Jen Charles, no shoot to kill. Justice for Jen Charles, no shoot to kill.
We are here protesting for the killing, murder of the Brazilian man. The innocent shot 8 times, 7 times in the head. Ian Blair, you are coward, Ian Blair.
Resign!
You should resign with your police who shot him and should be a public inquiry. And we have so many questions for the...
Excuse me, please, what do you think about this protest? Excuse me, please, what do you think about this protest? Excuse me, please, what do you think about this protest?
Sorry?
What do you think about this protest?
I don't know what it's about.
It's about the public asking for an inquiry and questions to be answered because of the innocent Brazilian man that was shot in Stockholm.
Right, I haven't got any comments on that.
I've got no opinions.
We are supporting his family and we are supporting people in the Brazilian community who want justice for one of their loved ones who has been killed, and Latin American community, and all of us who are fighting for justice in this country and in other countries.
Hello, where are you from?
Rampart Radio.
Oh, okay, Rampart Radio.
No more kill people, immigrant people who really are working in this country. They created the wealth of this country.
Can we also say what the family have painted on? The Mendezes family say England is the terror. Jean is an example of honesty from the cradle. And his cousin, Alex Pereira, his cousin has said they have to pay for that in many ways, because if they do not, they are going to kill thousands of people. They killed my cousin. They could kill anyone.
There are people who are not even involved in Islam who are being targeted because of the way they look. And it's far from helpful.
The police have a very tough job, but I think that the terrorists are winning, ain't they? If we're shooting innocent people because everybody's got an itchy trigger finger and because we think the public might be at risk.
I think they show that the police can't handle that power responsibly. I think it's completely unacceptable and completely disgusting for the police to say that they're going to continue with this policy and that more people may be killed.